Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2. The Apostle Paul, under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, had set forth in verse 11 of this second chapter, he said, "For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he's not ashamed to call them brethren." And then in the next two verses, he says something we're going to look at in just a minute, what he said. He that sanctified. He that sanctifieth. Now, sanctification is, scripturally speaking, it is a setting apart. It's a distinguishing, is what it is. It's a distinguishing, a setting apart for holy purposes. And the Scripture sets forth that in sanctification, the Godhead, Father, Son, and Spirit, is involved in this sanctification. The Scripture says in Jude, first verse, "Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called." Now, the Father, the Scripture sets forth, sanctified His people. And the way that He sanctified or set them apart or show distinguishing mercy to them was in election. Only God's sheep, only the beloved of the Father, are set apart in election. They're sanctified. They're shown distinguishing grace. So we're sanctified by the Father in election. The Scripture sets forth that we're sanctified by the Son. Ephesians 5:25-27. "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish." The Lord Jesus Christ is said to sanctify His church in redemption. He only died for the sheep. They were set apart. They were shown special mercy, grace in redemption. So the Father sanctified them in choosing them. Only they are the elect of God. The Lord Jesus Christ sanctified them in redemption. He died only for His sheep. And then the Scripture sets forth that we're sanctified by the Holy Spirit. 2 Thessalonians 2:3, "But we're bound to give thanks alway to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth." We're sanctified by the Spirit of God in regeneration. He regenerates those that the Father chose and those that the Son redeemed, and only the elect of God, the sheep that were redeemed, only they are effectually called out in regeneration. So they're set apart. So he that sanctifieth, God Almighty, Father, Son, and Spirit, and they that are sanctified, they are all of one. And because they're all of one, because they're sanctified, set apart in electing grace, redeeming grace, regenerating grace, he's not ashamed, the Scripture says, to call them brethren, saying, verse 12 says, this is what he says, not ashamed. He says, first of all, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. Now here is the Lord Jesus Christ speaking to the Father on the behalf of his elect. I'm not ashamed to call them brethren. They've everlastingly been loved by the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. The Father chose them. The Son redeemed them. The Holy Spirit will surely in time call all that the Father has given the Son. He'll call them out of darkness. All that the Father's given me, they shall come to me. And he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. I'm not ashamed to call them brethren. This is what I'm going to do. I will declare, the Lord Jesus Christ says to the Father, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. That's a quote out of Psalm 22. You know, if you're ashamed of someone, you don't want to speak of them. You're ashamed of them. Let's don't talk about that. But he said, I'm not ashamed to call them brethren. Father, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. He's the apostle. He is the apostle. He is from the Father to his people. I'm not ashamed of these that you've given me. I'm going to declare your name unto them, and faithfully. That's what second chapter of third verse. He was faithful to him that appointed him. Faithful. I will declare thy name. Now here is the Lord Jesus Christ standing on resurrected ground and speaking of the assuredness that the elect will surely know the mind, the will, the purpose of the Father. Only by the declaration of the Lord Jesus Christ would the sheep ever know the name, the character, the will, the purpose, the counsel of the Father. How would we have known except the apostle himself, the Lord Jesus Christ, the great apostle? How would we know except he told us? I'm not ashamed to call them brethren. I'm going to tell them, Father, who you are. I'm going to declare thy name unto my brethren. Notice the distinguishing word there. I'm going to teach them. I'm going to allow them by my Spirit to hear my voice. And they'll come to me. And all that hear will hear because I've given them ears to hear. All the glorious truths of the Father. Matthew 11, 25 and 26 says that not all hear. Now some hear with ears, natural ears. Many hear with natural ears, but they don't all hear. Listen to this. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, but so it seemed good in thy sight. It was the Father's will that the Lord Jesus Christ come into this world as the apostle, as the prophet, and that He Himself would declare unto His people the Father. The words that I speak what I've heard Him say. The great prophet. I'm not ashamed. They're going to hear. They're going to hear the proclamation of the Father Himself. And where does He proclaim this? I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. Now, I don't doubt for one second. Here we are, we're assembled together and we're meeting, and we've come this evening to hear from the Lord. We want some comfort. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. How many times do you think that we'll hear a scripture expounded on, you'll read a scripture in the Bible, and the Spirit of God will speak to you, and you believe it, you rest on it, you wait on it, you trust it. Your faith is built on His Word. Faith cometh by hearing, with ears made to hear, and this hearing is by the Word of God. That which we know, we've heard it from Him, because He's declared it in the midst of the church. So we're here this evening. We hear. We're hearing. But there's many times in the midst of the church that we're not assembled together, and you're by yourself. You're in your car. You're at home. You're waking up in the middle of the night, and you think back. Think what you've heard. You think what you've read. Think the scriptures that the Spirit of God brings back to your memory. That's the Lord Jesus Christ by His Spirit speaking. He said, in the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. Now, strangers to the truth, they may go through the outward forms of religion. They may mouth the words out of the hymnals and sing the words of the songs of Zion just like anybody else. But I'm telling you that there's a song that the Spirit of God puts in the heart of God's people. The harp is spoken of in Revelation, the harp, their heart, that sings the songs of the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this singing of praise, I will sing praise unto thee. I mean, there's times when we read, we sing, we speak, and our heart is just rejoicing in the glory of what we hear, what we know. And I've said before, there's times that I think for just a moment that maybe for just a moment I think I almost heard something. I think it was, and it seems like in those moments that I'm just not able to control my emotions, and I think that is so good. I was reading something the other day by one of the old Puritans, and he said, I think there's times that I find myself truly believing that the Lord's done something for me. He said, I think that every once in a while, I think I truly hunger to eat of the bread of heaven. He said, I think I do. That's the way a believer talks. You know, they're just beggars. They hear the words of Christ declaring the name of the Father, And they know Him. He's real to them. They've seen Him by the eyes of faith, and they truly believe, I will see Him that has loved me and gave Himself for me. He will forever declare the Godhead to me. And I truly know that when I do sing praise, when I have a heart to truly want to give glory to Him, that it's the Spirit of God that sings within my heart. I don't have the ability to be able to conjure up the ability. I need faith given to me right now to trust Him, to sing praises to Him, to truly long after Him. Faith cometh. And you've heard that is a continual thing. It's not something that we grasp hold of and we've had for 45 years or, 20 years or whatever it is, and we've just kind of built on it, We've always got it. No, it cometh. It cometh. And it's not perfected, not in this life. Lord, I believe. Help mine unbelief. Faith is that which is given and grows, and it's increasing. It's given unto you to believe. I will sing praise unto thee. And again, here's another thing he said in verse 13. I will put my trust in Him. That's a quote out of Psalm 18:2. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. Here is the immovable confidence of the Lord Jesus Christ in the Father as our representative. The glorious Son of Man. He who is one with His people. That's what He said back in verse 11. He that sanctifies and they who are sanctified are all of one. Father, You sent me into this world. You appointed me. He was appointed. Appointed. Look at verse 2 of chapter 3 of this chapter. Of this book. Or verse 1. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to Him that appointed Him. He was appointed to be the apostle and the high priest. Faithful. Came into this world, humbled Himself, made Himself, the Scripture says, of no reputation. Conceived by the Holy Spirit in the womb of a virgin. 9 months. 9 months in the womb of a virgin. Depended on her. Depended on that woman for his sustenance, just like any other man, any other woman. Came forth just like anybody else. Nourished by her during the 9 months of his growth within her womb, nursed at her. This woman that was made by him took care of him. Now, Sid worked. That's what they said. They referred to him. This is the carpenter. Worked by the sweat of his brow. Taught all of his human faculties. He grew in wisdom. He increased in wisdom. He learned in time the man, and at the same time, God Almighty. Now we're just not going to grasp hold of that. We're just not going to enter into the... Great is the mystery of godliness. God manifest in the flesh. He increased in wisdom, knowledge, favor, God and man. Oh, the humility of him that says, I will put my trust in him. He studied the scriptures. By faith he walked. By absolute faith, he trusted his Father. I will put my trust in him. Tread this world as our perfect representative, the man, Christ Jesus. And acted before Almighty God in absolute obedience. My meat, my food, is to do the will of him that sent me. And to realize that, or to talk about, just to say it, I mean, it's just beyond my comprehension as he grew, increased in wisdom, stature, and favor with God and man. And not one time the Scripture sets forth. And I know this, based on his word, I do only always those things that please him. And based on the Father that said at his baptism and on the Mount of Transfiguration, this is my beloved Son whom I'm well pleased. Never, never, never deviated in his obedience. I will put my trust in him. Lived a life of faith 30 years, bearing in his body, in his soul, bearing before Almighty God the weight, the burden of the frailty of this flesh, weighed down, a man of sorrows. That's what we just sang about. Man of sorrows. What a name for the Son of God who came. Bore all the infirmities of his people. And in absolute obedience, never deviated in that obedience. I will put my trust in him. Oh, that right there would be charged to me. And that the union that I have with him is such that what he says, that I in him can say too. His righteousness imputed to me. In Christ, I say, I will put my trust in him. I can rest in him. As the living Father hath sent me, the Lord said in John 6:57, and I live by the Father. So he that eateth me, even he shall live for me. I live of the Father, and he that eats of me, he that believes me, he of whom I am his bread, he lives. As he walked, we walk. To fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ is to walk by faith, believing that he is my representative. What's all your hope? David, this is all my hope right here. He made an everlasting covenant with me, ordered in all things and sure. He's not afraid to call us brethren, not ashamed. Made a little lower than the angels, that he might be the captain of our salvation, and that he would be made perfect, shown to be qualified, and that he suffered. So this is what he said. He said, I'll declare thy name unto my brethren in the midst of the church, while I sing praise unto thee. I will praise thee. The praises of his people, initiated, prompted by, moved by him, Christ in you. Where do you think we get the heart to praise him for what he's done for us? He said, I will sing unto thee. I will praise thee. The Lord's people, sanctified by the Father in election, sanctified by the Son in redemption, sanctified by the Spirit of God in regeneration. I'm telling you, there's a new man inside. I'll give him a new heart. I'll give him a new spirit. And that sanctification and regeneration, that don't grow. Is progressive sanctification? No. No, we grow in grace. And that is to grow in the knowledge of what he's done. But you don't grow in holiness. How does perfection grow? We're perfect in him. Oh, we're still bound to this old flesh. This flesh right here. This is an amazing thing. We're in a body that is absolutely going to be the body in which you're going to spend eternity. It's going to be sown in corruption, but it's going to be raised in incorruption. It's going to be changed. It's going to be changed, Paul said. But I'm telling you, you look, as I said before, you look at the Lord Jesus Christ. When he went into the ground, what body did he come out in? We're going to be like him. Sown in weakness, raised in power. But it's the same body. You'll go through eternity. And we will be with him who came out of the grave in the same body that the apostle saw him on the seashore, and he called to him, and he had him some fish, and he ate that fish. This body is going to be renewed. It's going to be changed. It's going to be a new one. But there's a spirit, a heart that is given that does not grow, doesn't change. That new man, it won't change. That's the life. Paul said, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death, but not the body of that new man? That which is flesh, that which is spirit. Neither one of them change. And then he said lastly, and again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. Here he is speaking to the Father. He says to the Father, I'm going to declare thy name unto my brethren in the midst of the church while I sing praise unto thee. I'm going to put my trust in him. And then he who is not ashamed to call us brethren says, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. You know, that has such a sweet sound to it. Father, all that you gave me in everlasting, eternal election, those that were betrothed to me in that eternal marriage. He is our husband. He had to have always had a bride. He has everlastingly loved his people. I mean, marriage as we know it, it was a great mystery. After Adam fell in the garden, the Father told Adam, revealed to Adam and Eve this thing of marriage, and it was a picture of what had everlastingly been established by the Lord Jesus Christ and his bride. Marriage didn't come into being for no reason. Paul says this is a great mystery, but I speak of Christ and his church. It was always declared by the Father, it's not good that the man should be alone. Gave him a bride. In the indescribable wisdom of Almighty God, the Father gave the Son a bride in electing grace. And eternally, the Lord Jesus Christ, in the eternal purpose and will of Almighty God, before he ever actually came into union with humanity, the Messiah was ever before the Father. I was ever before his face. He was daily my delight. I was daily his delight. And he said our thoughts, our speakings, our rejoicing was with the sons of men. Always speaking of the joy and the redemption of those that the Father had given the Son, the union, their eternally being with him. And now here he is, coming to the Father, and he said unto him, behold, I, the one you everlastingly trusted, he who trusted in Christ first, who first trusted in Christ, I, your servant, I, the prophet you sent, I, the apostle, I, the great high priest, of all that you everlastingly loved and gave me to redeem, here they are. And I've not lost one. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast him out. In that day, that great day, to stand and to hear the words of our blessed Savior, to say that I and the children that you gave me, here they are, holy, without spot, without blemish, robed in his righteousness. Oh, what a day.
May the Lord bless these words to our heart. May we understand, be taught something. Faith cometh by this. Faith cometh by hearing. Hearing the Word of God. This is what faith believes. It believes God. It believes Christ. It believes God's Word. You that believe. You believe this. We don't want to make an idol in our mind, but I'm telling you, in our eye of faith, if I can say it like that, you've seen this tonight. You've seen it. And you rejoice in it for Christ's sake. Amen. Gary.